By way of a text this evening, perhaps we can pick up in particular verse 34 of Matthew chapter 25. If you would take open there, that's not the only place that I will be referring to this evening, but we can take that up and bear in mind what's around it, as well as our Lord Jesus himself was teaching his people, his disciples, those who were around him. And just these words as a reminder of what we have heard. Then the King, the Son of Man who comes in his glory, the King will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed or blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Over some weeks we have been looking at some of the benefits that belong to those who have come under the work of God's Spirit, who are believers, those who belong to God, belong to Christ by faith. Most recently, we spoke about death and dying, and to realize that for the Christian, the one who does have faith, the Christian does not need to be frightened of death. It is a reality. It's a reality that doesn't belong in the world that God made, but it is here, and yet we don't need to be afraid of it. We have seen how it is an entry into something far better, to take Paul's words to the Philippians. But even that is not all that might be expected. Not just death and what immediately follows that is far better than even this life as a Christian. That's not all that's to be expected. Paul wrote to the Corinthians the second time in chapter 5, and he said, "We who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life." He is looking to something that is even beyond the immediate, that time of the separation of body and soul, even though the soul of the believer is taken to be with Christ in glory. And it's this that I would turn our thoughts towards now, what is to be expected at what is called by the Bible the resurrection. There is a time yet to come, a mark, an occasion, which changes things still further. Just before focusing on that, let me remind you of how we got this far. There are those benefits in life. There are the benefits, those benefits at death and immediately following it for the believer. But to remind you as well of how these things belong to the person who does trust in Jesus. And it is because he or she has been justified, adopted, sanctified. These are the three big, the three vital, life-giving benefits of faith in Christ Jesus. It's these three that gain us all the other benefits in this life, at death and what follows immediately, and also at the resurrection. The reason we need to stress this is that all of these things we're reminded when we focus on the origins, the doorway into them through justification, adoption, sanctification. They remind us that those things are the work and the gift of God. Benefits and privileges, they're not our doing. We at least need to see that. We do remember that justification and adoption, they are our